You ain't gotta say too much. Gotta say too much. You ain't gotta say too much. All right, y'all. Welcome back. It is the Shit No One Else Says podcast. It's your girl, Victoria. And this is episode 80. So I am coming in on 100, closing in. We got 20 more. I'm doing something a little bit different this episode. It is going to be only me tonight. And, well, I don't want to say tonight because you could be listening to this Monday morning when you're at work, Tuesday morning at your desk. So, I'm just trying some different things out with the show. Sometimes I'll have guests. Sometimes it will just be me. I just have to basically take a leap and say that I'm good enough and my voice and what I have to say is important and funny, and know that, you know, people actually want to listen to me too and not just put my show off. Let me turn my computer off there so I'm getting dings. Now that's the one thing about being by yourself. If you start a thought and then something happens like that, then how the fuck am I supposed to remember what the hell I was talking about? Because my short-term memory is not the best. But I think I was trying to say that, I was just trying to say, like, you know, if I don't have something put together, like whether it's, you know, a guest or, you know, whatever it is, not to miss a week and just always kind of put content out there. So I'm creative enough to figure out things that to talk about with myself and with my audience and that people still want to hear. And then also allowing my listeners to get to know me a little bit better, because I am an open book in my normal life. And also on here, you know, I'm an open book on my show also. You know, I don't feel like I hide anything from people. Or, you know, of course, there's all things that we're embarrassed about and we don't want people to know. But anyways, I regress. So let's stick to, get back to the show. Okay, normally, if you're first tuning in, I just want you to go to all of the platforms, subscribe, download. It's the Shit No One Else Says podcast. It's on YouTube. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. So listen, share. You know, I've got some really good shows coming up the next 2 weeks. I do want to say that I'm gonna have the Threesome podcast. Hold on, let me look it up real fast. I think it's called they'll be with me next week. So that's gonna be good. And then the show after that, the following week, will be the 31st. I will have the Truck Cast on again. And then hopefully one other guy. I'm not sure. But I'm just trying to have like an all-male show. And so that's kind of what I put together. But next week... oh, she's straightened her hair. Okay, so next week I'm going to have After the Threesome. That's what they're called. So that's a podcast that a group of ladies I'll have on next weekend. And then I'll also have my dear, dear friend with me. Her name's Bobby. She was on last week's episode that was called Leroy. So tune in for that. Do I have any other things coming up? I do not. I would love to say, hey, check me out at this place. I'll be here live, blah, 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 blah. But stay tuned. That shit will happen. I do want to give another shout out to K&A Mobile Tax Services. So remember if, well, not remember, because how the fuck are you going to know? If you want your taxes done and you want to try to get that advance, hit us up at 832-779-0987. And you can either get your taxes done, you can get out of debt with the IRS, you can have somebody clean up your books for your business, all that type of shit. We handle it all. Financial one-stop shop is what we like to say. All right. So I normally start the show off with what is called a shit of the week. And the shit of the week is a good shit, bad shit, great shit, suck shit, shit shit, fuck shit, love shit, hate shit. It doesn't matter. Whatever type of shit that you went through for the week, or I went through for the week. And, you know, I like to share that. And when I have guests on, I like to give them a heads up about that so they can share their shit of the week also. So, you know, honestly, it's not that I really had a shit of the week. Something kind of just came about today. And being the great creative mind that I am, I was able to parlay that into a thought. So, I would like to share with you my shit of the week. And basically what it is, it just, and I've mentioned this before, it just goes down to keeping it real with yourself. And what that means is knowing the lane that you are in, knowing what you can and cannot do, knowing what you're capable of, also pushing yourself to further, you know, heights or whatever the fuck, you know. So knowing yourself and getting to know yourself, knowing yourself better, not doing shit that you know that you cannot do, but then you're still agreeing to do. Like, don't do that. You know, when you could be putting other people in certain situations when you make rash decisions that you know that you cannot complete or fulfill. And then that could even be for yourself. You know, you don't want to put yourself in a situation that you know that you're not going to be able to do, and now you're stuck doing this, or, you know, a friend asks you to do this and it's, you know, it's taking you out of your schedule to do this. Keep it real with yourself. And I just think that all boils down to, like, being truthful with yourself about who you are and your limitations in life. And too often, we try to go above and beyond, or we lie to ourselves, or we're actually just living in a lie, and the person that we're walking around and portraying is not even who the fuck we are anyways. And that's a whole nother different subject, if that's you. And so for those people that are that far gone, I think the other people that are involved in their lives have to be aware that, oh, okay, this person is that far gone. They don't live in their truth. They're just, you know, someone in La La Land 24/7. So it's now then up to the same person to know that this person is this way. So let me not put myself in a situation to where I'm then wrapped up in their bullshit. So if you want to live in a lie and you want to, you know, portray whomever you want to portray to people, that's fine. You can do that all day long over there. That's where you do that at. Don't bring it this away. You know, that's pretty much it. It's just, you know, I just constantly hear stories about people doing things and, you know, again, to themselves and to other people, that it just really boils down to not being yourself and not living in your truth, not knowing the limitations that of shit that you can even fucking do. So it's just like, people, stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, if you can't do something, don't motherfucking do it. And I want to keep in reiterating this, because it's not just about, like, other people. Stop telling yourself shit that you know is not feasible for yourself. And I mean, that could even go back to what we were talking about last week, when it was real goals versus bullshit goals, and people jumping immediately to the end goal and then not doing the process goals to get to the end goal. So that's all. Live in your truth. Know yourself. Be yourself. Don't be putting tangling people up in your bullshit when you is fucked up. Now, I do want to let you all know that I am legit in my closet, recording my podcast with my Yeti mic and my laptop, and it's fucking lit in here. Like, my sound quality is off the chain. I do sound like a frog, so I apologize for that. It's late and I'm kind of tired, But yeah, you know, sometimes you got to just bang it out and do what you got to do. I have like this extremely beautiful picture of my mom that is sitting in here with me, and I'm just feeling the energy, feeling the vibe, and we're going to see if I can stretch this bitch on out to about 45 minutes to an hour for you guys. So hang tight and enjoy this ride. So I do this podcast on Thursdays, not every Thursday, but I've been doing it for a couple Thursdays, and maybe two Thursdays ago, I got to get this frog out of my throat. Maybe two Thursdays ago, it was brought up about like lists, people making lists and things like that. And I actually brought this up in another episode. I'm not sure which one it is, but it was sometime last year in 2019, when I brought it up. And I tend to make a lot of lists all the time about things I need to do, things I want to do. And I made a list a long time ago about this, what I'm talking about, what I'm leading up to. I made a list about this particular thing here, maybe about 9 years ago. And after I made the list, a lot of that shit came true. Now, I will say this, I was not very specific in my details, and I'm not saying like, oh, that's why I got the shitty end of the stick on the list, but I do feel like I wasn't detailed at all in my list. And I brought up the other podcast to say this, because when I brought up the fact of making a list, it was then kind of told to me, well, you're going to be missing out on things. You got to be like more spontaneous in life. Don't just confine yourself to a list. But for me, I completely disagree with that, because I feel like making a list keeps you with a clear direction, a clear path. It allows you not to stray from that. And I'm not saying that you won't stray from it, because we're all fucking human. Nobody's perfect. So of course you're going to stray from your list. But what happens is when you stray from your list and then the shit fucks up, then you're like, that's why, motherfucker, because I should have stuck to my goddamn list. So I want to say around November-ish, maybe October-ish, but I think it was in November, I made a man list, and it says man list 2019. And I have talked about it before, like I said on the show, but I never really actually went through this entire list. And I even feel like while I'm saying the things on the list, I'm going to come up with some more. And then also I wanted it to kind of be funny too. So with me going through, this list, I am going to maybe share some stories, or just my opinion of each item or whatever I can relate to about what I wrote down on this list. So we're going to start with the first thing. And the very first thing that I wrote here on the list, it says a black man. Okay. And then this is now has turned into man list 2020, because I clearly didn't get the man last year. So maybe that nigga will show up before Valentine's Day and get me a gift. So black man is the first thing on the list. And I know that's probably like, oh shit, I'm leaning on my door and it popped open. Okay, I hope that doesn't happen again. Okay, black man. Sorry. Black man. I mean, it's kind of like a no-brainer for me. And the reason why I put this on here, because I'm really, really, really fucking legit about being with a black man. I don't feel like any other race can really understand the struggles of what a black person, period, goes through. And then even the struggles of a black woman. I'm not trying to deal with the struggles of a white man or a Mexican man or whatever the fuck other man is there. Now, I could get hit with the backlash and say, oh, you're going to miss out on, just like I was told, you know, how do I not know the man for me is not some, you know, whatever. And I say to that, the caucasity of that you would ever think that I would put a pink dick into my mouth. It would never happen. I want me a strong black man who loves nothing more than to be with a black sister. Okay, let's move on. Knows what he wants. And then I put slash me with the exclamation, but I was being funny there. Knows what he wants. Listen, we all change. We all start to have different views. You know, the things that I want now might not be the things that I want 10 years from now. But having a clear direction of some shit that you want, having some goals is what I mean there. Okay, and then again, there's some things that I put on here that can be flexible. I should have given this disclaimer in the beginning. So there is some things on here that are flexible, and then there's some things on here that I'm not flexible with. Like, black man would be not flexible. Knows what he wants, that would be not as flexible. Because I just can't see myself being with someone with absolutely no direction. I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're okay with collecting a disability check every month and doing nothing? That is possibly what that could mean. And the reason why I say that is because I'm speaking from my own experience. I dated someone who was content with collecting a check, and I don't necessarily think that they want anything more for their life. They say that they do, but they don't make the steps to have more. They can afford their lifestyle with the check that they collect, and that's fine for them. And there's some woman that will come along and be okay with that. Just not for me. Okay, the next one. Successful business owner. Now, once we move a little bit further down the list, I think that I will be able to dive a little bit more deep into that. Now, of course, you're going to say, how can I say I want to be with a successful business owner when I'm not a successful business owner? So, of course, I'm not saying like, oh, your business has to be a fucking Fortune 500 company, dumb motherfuckers. But what I am saying is that, are you on the way to that shit? Do you have your business yet? Have you made a transaction? Where are you at with your business? I gotta stop fucking saying so much. Now, does that mean that you cannot have a good job? No, it doesn't. I would prefer. These are the things that I would love. If I was able to take a piece of this and create a man, these would be the things that I would take and I would create. And voila, he would fucking be before me, giving me head right now. Next thing. Loves my daughter. Of course, you know, I just fucking said again. Jesus. Loves my daughter. Now, my daughter is 15 years old. So, I'm kind of okay with them just, they ain't gotta fucking be besties. Because, you know, initially, let's look at the timeline here. Let's say I meet someone fucking tomorrow, you know, whatever. You're not even going to meet my child until, you know, I don't even know. Let's say the man that I meet tomorrow, he is the one. Well, I guess if I truly felt that way, then he would probably meet her pretty soon because I would be being swept off my feet, correct? So maybe that I'm just being a bitch, but loves my daughter. Let's move on. Does not want any more children. Okay, again, not flexible on this. I do not want any more children. I am 37 years old. I will be 38 this year in the year 2020, August the 9th, please. Listeners, set the fucking date in your calendar and send me a gift, goddammit. But anyways, I'm 38. My child is 15. I don't want to take care. Well, my child is 14. She'll be 15 here in a couple weeks. I do not want to take care of your toddler. I do not want to deal with your baby mama drama, because the baby mama still wants you, because y'all have like a small child together. So every time she sees you hold the small child, you're just, you know, overjoyed with the love that you still have for your baby daddy. I don't want it. Keep it, throw it away, put it in the fucking dumpster. Babies do not excite me. I love them. They're cute, but I love to give them back to their moms. I don't have a mothering womb anymore, so to speak. A lot of times when I just said again, a lot of times when I see a baby, like yesterday I saw a baby, and everyone else was like, oh, he's so cute. And I was like, can somebody clean that fucking kid's nose? It was disgusting. Like, that's what I see when I see children. I see where the parent is slipping. I said again. Okay. So I do not want any more children. So I do not want him to want any more children. I would prefer if his child was on the way out of the door, like mine was, or like mine is, or his children already out the door and he can get up and go like I can. Okay, next. Loves to travel. Now, this is flexible, because if I am the bitch that puts you up on game about getting a passport and traveling, I'm totally fine with that. All you need to do is to be open-minded to that. I don't need you to be like, if you tell me that you are afraid to fly or you don't want to get on planes or whatever dumb nigga shit that has been imprinted in your brain from your dumbass fucking parents that didn't teach you any cultural nothing, then I don't want anything to do with you. Now, if you say, oh, baby, I'm scared of planes, but I will do anything for you, that's a total different situation. We can work with that, because, baby, I'm going to give you a Zanny, and we're going to get on this plane. Or, you know, we're going to get fucked up in the airport, and you're going to get on this plane. Or I'm going to give you a hand job on the plane. Whatever. As long as you're willing to get on the motherfucking plane and travel, then we're fine. I just don't want a nigga who says no. Next one. I said kind, but not weak, / a good person. Because a nigga can be weak, and then a nigga can be kind, and then a nigga can be so kind that he allows women and people to run over him. And that is not what I'm looking for. But I want a man that is like genuinely compassionate towards humanity and other people. Like, I'm not even in the front. You want someone who would fucking help an old lady across the street. You really do. Because this man, your life will be in this man's hands, so to speak. If you become a wife or a long-term girlfriend or whatever the fuck your commitment choices are. The man, I should have brought water up here because I'm going to be talking for fucking an hour. The man needs to be a kind-hearted man. He needs to have a fucking soul. He needs to, now listen, I don't give the homeless money, so I'm not looking for somebody that gives homeless people money. I don't do that. And honestly, I can put that on the list. Doesn't give homeless people money. No, I'm joking. But the reason why I don't give them money is because, you know, the majority of them are crackheads and things like that. And I receive my blessings in other ways. I just don't feel like that's something that I need to do. So when I say kind, I don't mean that, oh, you're giving a homeless person money, because that's not kind. It's something that I need to see in your heart that lets me know that you have compassion for a human, and that you're not a fucking dick. Okay, the next thing, funny. I'm just not going to stop saying, I guess I have to, like, maybe if I, like, I don't know. There's got to be something that I can do to myself every time I say, to stop me from saying that. And maybe when I listen back to this and I hear how ridiculous, because is horrible, because I've said it before quite a few times, and then I've regressed on it because I know that I say it so much. But when you listen to it and you hear how many it is, it's so fucking remedial. But anyways, I don't want to get off funny. Okay, so there's a guy right now that I know, and I, of course, I would never name drop, but I know this guy, and he is not an ugly guy at all. But the thing with him is that he's totally, you know, not my type, really, if you would say that I would have a type, because I kind of do. But he's so fucking funny that a funny nigga will make you want to suck their dick wherever they stand. Right on site. Dick suck. Right there. Because being funny is so important. I mean, to laugh for me is just, is very, very important. I love laughter. I love comedy. I'm like obsessed with comedians. I'm obsessed with hearing the truth all the time. I think that's why I love comedians, because they're just so raw. They just tell the truth about everything. And it's just like, and sometimes it's even about you, you know, and then it's just raw and it's in your face. I just love laughter. You know, honestly, one of my favorite comedians is D.L. Hughley. And I really, like, no bullshit, D.L. Hughley is legit the man that, again, if I don't know how D.L. is on the other, you know, how he is with his wife and things like that. So, but just from what I see, how smart he is about life and the world, and then how he just ties all of that into being funny, is like, oh my God, I get so turned on by him. Let's keep going. So my next thing is tall. Now, again, tall is something I can work with. I don't want no short man. I wasn't going to say that, but that just but it just flowed like that, so I had to let it go. I was going to say, I do not want a man that is like, you know, of course, no woman. Sure, if I was a fucking little person, sure, a 5 foot guy would be great. But I'm 5'2", so I at least want the man to be 5'9 to 5'10. Now, I'm still going to be like, if I was able to pick the man myself, I would automatically go with, you know, 6'1", 6'2". That's where I would start with. And I could actually go as tall as like a 6'7", or 6'8". Like, I love a tall man. Now, what we're going to say about this tall man is, the tall man cannot be fat, because we need for an area, if he's tall and fat, there's no more space for a dick, is what I'm trying to explain here. And so this is a dick to weight ratio. So you have a tall, slim man, there is room for dick, meaning it will be a nice size. If Shaq has a little penis, because Shaq is tall and he has too much weight on him. Now, you go with someone like, let's go with like, any normal size basketball player probably has a big dick, because it's a dick to weight ratio. Now, this is not for all cases, okay? I did not say all cases, but the majority of tall, slim men have large penises. Now, when you start getting with the shorter guys and all of that, that's where you kind of really can't predict it all the time, because, you know, I have fucked a fat nigga with a big dick, unfortunately. I don't want to turn this into dick talk, so let's keep going. Okay, the next on my list is handsome. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder, let's not forget. So, handsome just means what I feel is handsome. I mean, I just want to be able to roll over in the morning and not have to have you get all dolled up and put your fit on for me to think that you're sexy. That's all, you know? And if that's not the case, then that means that, you know, you are not the one. Because I've done ugly men. I have been the woman that had no type, that had no list, that would allow the only nice, you know, all he has to be is just nice and treat me right. And it doesn't matter what he looks like. No, fuck that. Because guess what? I looked at in the mirror at me. And what I see is fucking beautiful and gorgeous. So I don't have to be with an ugly man. Been there, done that. I don't have to do that. Okay. Next, what I put on here is good organizer. Now, of course, this is something that can be a little bit flexible because I do realize that my organization is a lot different from other people's organization. And some people could even come into my situation and say that I'm not organized enough because here I am looking at my closet and my shoes are all out of place and things are not together. Would I like to be organized more? Yes, I would. So maybe if I could even take someone who's more organized than me and help me out a little bit more, or I could take someone who's a little bit less organized than me and then maybe I'll help them out a little bit more. But I definitely don't want you to just be like a hoarder and you just have shit everywhere, you know? And then, you know, first of all, let's be clear. I need a man that can take care of himself. No more of this, you know, oh, the woman's running everything shit. I'm not with that. And I'm sorry. You know, a lot of my married friends, they're going to say, oh, you know, Vicky, all men are this way and you're going to play mama to some of them and yada, yada, yada. And I say to that, that's fine if that's what you think, but that ain't for me, boo. I'm not playing mama to no more niggas. And if you don't know how to pay your own bills and take care of your own self, then we are not to be together. I do not want a man. Now, I don't mind the man being like, you know, I take care of the budgeting and things like that because now that we are together, that is a role that I take on. But you need to already know how to do that shit because what the fuck was you doing before you got with me? I wasn't taking care of your bills before then, you know, and then I'll say this. My friends say those types of things because they've been in their situations since they were children. So it's a little bit different for them. You know, they actually grew up together with their men. So I understand why most of them take on certain roles that they do. But for me, I'll be coming into a situation where this is, you know, it might not even be someone that I know right off the bat. So why the fuck would I be coming in being your goddamn mama? You should already know how to live your life and pay your bills and pick up your clothes. Pick up after yourself, wash your clothes, take your shit to the dryer, dry it, hang it up, starch it, iron it, pay it, do it, whatever. I'm not doing all that shit. Okay, next. Good budgeter. Did I say that? Because I said organizer. Did I say good budgeter? I don't know. But we're going to go with good budgeter. So when I say a good budgeter, yes, that means that I think naturally as women, you know, of course some women are better than others. But yes, as women, we do love to shop. Sometimes we might spend, you know, money on some shit that we don't need to. I don't need a man that is the same way as that. So if you're a man, excuse me. If you're a man that is spending money frivolously, you know, has no direction and all you do is just spend money and, you know, you don't just know. You need to know how to budget. You need to know how to regress, hold back. Hey, maybe you can't get that this month. Maybe you need to wait, you know. Pause, okay? Pause. Now, my ex was very good with money. He was better than I was with the money. And which is great. You know, like I said, make me better. Or, you know, I can make you better. But with the money thing, I need somebody better than me. Because I might not be the best budgeter myself. So I would like to find a man who's a better budgeter than I am. Let's go with the next one. Family oriented. So my life revolves around my family and my friends. And if you cannot mesh and intertwine with that, then we're not going to work. You might have met all the things above that I said, but if I bring you around and then you didn't vibe well with anyone, people are looking at you like they don't really like you, I don't really see how far that's going to go. Because if you don't have a good time, then you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to go. I'm someone who wants to do things with my man. Now, do we need to be doing everything together? No, we do not. But I would like to be like, oh, I'm going to my cousin's on Sunday. You need to roll with me. Or not even you need to. Like, that's what we're doing today. We're going to go see old people too. We finna get up in the morning, stop at this auntie house. Then we could go check out your people. And you know, that's what family does pretty much on the weekend. They see each other. Everybody's been working all week. You know what I'm saying? And then the weekend is when you say, oh, I'm going to go see Susie Joe Saturday. You know, and I'm going to fuck with her or whatever. You know, that's just what you do. So, but if you're not the type of man that is family oriented and, you know, maybe I don't want to be with an only child man, but then you can't get so detailed because then now I'm sounding crazy. If I'm like, oh, no only child, you know, that's insane. But just some family oriented. And maybe you don't have a family and you looking for one. So you okay to come into mine? I'm okay with that, boo. Let me embrace you. Just want to be around my family. Okay, these next two items, I wrote on here, really sees and gets me. What I really mean by that is allowing me to be myself. So how I'm on here talking to y'all, I need to be able to talk to my man like that. I need to be able to be myself at all times. I don't want to be putting on some fucking representative in the beginning because I ain't the one to be no representative. I don't have that bitch. I don't know who that bitch is. So it's like, what you see right now is what the fuck you're gonna get. And I need you to be okay with all of me, because all of me ain't right sometimes. And I don't mean like ain't right like, oh, you know, I'm a shitty person or whatever the fuck, but I have a potty mouth. I have a podcast. I, you know, there's certain things about me that, you know, it's just who I am. And that's just what it is. I'm funny. I like to be loud. I like to drink, you know, I smoke weed, you know, so these are just things that, I would like for a man to get on board with and love all of what I am. So the next one I put on there, thinks I am the most beautifulest ever. So somewhere in my mind, I have this whole moment where the man, he sees me from across the room. And immediately, he sees me and he's like, she will be mine. And then he does everything in his powers to make me his. And then I become his. So in my fairy tale last mine, that is what I would like to happen. I don't know. I have a cousin and I just adore her. She's like everything. And I want to say her situation kind of came out like that. So maybe that's where I got that from. Or then maybe that's what I thought already for my own self. I don't know. But I like to think that men kind of know when they meet the bitch or when they see the bitch. So I need for a nigga to see me and to instantaneously be like, oh, bitch, it's you. And I got to have you. What Felice Johnson says, I like you. And if I can't remember what the fuck he said. Now I'm about to pull it up. I like you. I'm gonna make you mine. Now we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. But either way, we gonna do this. Now I don't want to be fucked in the ass like Felice was doing, but I want you to get me. Okay, next. Reliability. Nigga, I need to know that if I ask you to do something, that you are gonna fucking do it. Or if you say you gonna do some shit, do it. I think this was even a shit of the week one time, maybe like 4 or 5 shows ago, where I was just like, be a fucking reliable motherfucker. Don't be a person that says they're gonna do something and can't fucking do it. Or, this goes back to my shit of the week, knowing who the fuck you are, stop being a person out here to be like, oh, I got you, I'ma do it. Oh, bet. And then, oh, never mind, I wasn't able to make that happen. Piece of shit. All right, trustworthy. I can't stand a motherfucking liar. And, you know, oh my goodness, I have an ex that accused me of lying every goddamn day of our relationship. And the funny thing about it now is that I just really, you know, sometimes I do wonder if that person sits up and just really still believes all the stuff that they said that I was lying about all the time. And I mean, sometimes you can be accused of lying so much that you really got to sit back and be like, you really got to sit back and ask your motherfucking self, well, what did happen today? Maybe I did do what the fuck they said. I mean, it really starts to play with your mind when somebody is just accusing you of not being who the fuck you are. So for me, I just chunked it up to this person must have really been just being, from all the grimy shit that I already knew that they was doing, it must have been like way more stuff that I didn't know, because they thought that I was not a trustworthy person, when that is furthest from. I mean, my own sign explains how we are loyal to a fault, and which pretty much was what fucks us all the time is being trustworthy and our loyalty to motherfuckers that we shouldn't be. But yeah, just be trustworthy. Okay, romantic and spontaneous, because I feel like these two kind of fall in line with one another. So I need to be wooed. I want to be wooed. I want flowers. I love flowers. I want all of that shit. I want nice dinners. I want walks on the beach. I want all that fucking sappy romantic love shit. And you know why? Because I'm broken, bitch. I'm motherfucking broken. I need repairing with some goddamn romance. And then I also want you to be spontaneous, and I'm just getting off work and you, bam, drop the Hawaii tickets on the table like, this where we going in the fall, boo. Or bam, hey, meet me at Miyako's. I'm already up here for happy hour. Because that nigga know that's my spot on happy hour. That's me and Riley's shit. So he already there waiting to get the bill. Because he know we want that sushi when we get off. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be no trip to Hawaii. Yeah, I jumped off the bridge with that one. But it could be Miyako's, nigga. Surprise me with a Miyako's happy hour dinner. Fuck. Okay. Not religious, but has faith. So, I don't need a Baptist man. I don't need a Catholic man. I don't need a Christian man. What I need is a God-fearing man. No, I'm just playing. What I need is a man who, sure, you could believe in God. I don't need all the religion behind it. What I need you to know is that there is a higher power of some sort. What that is, do we know? I don't know. I'm fine with that. You need to have some type of faith behind you. What is driving you? What is pushing you? What are your beliefs? Now, the reason why I really just, I don't really know if I'm budging on this one because I really can't deal with a holy roller trying to push the whole shit up on me. I don't know if I'm here for that. So we'll just, like I said, I don't know if that's a budge or a not budge situation, because it would just depend on how much of your church you're trying to push down my throat. And then I would need to know that up front, because let's say you get with the man early on, he's a holy roller, but he is trying to regress, he's trying to suppress it a little bit, and then now I look up a year later and I found out that this motherfucker's a whole preacher. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that in my life, because I'm not trying to be the first lady of nobody's goddamn church. So next is, but I do need you to have faith. All right. Mild to non-criminal background. This is important. The reason why it's important is because I got a long history of fucking with dope niggas. A long history of fucking with the weed man. A long history of fucking with niggas in and out of jail. And I'm tired, boss. I don't want to fuck with that nigga who is about that life. Because I'm not no more. There was a picture of Nicki Minaj and her man. And they were... Now, mind you, if you got Nicki Minaj money... And this is what I wrote. There was a picture of Nicki Minaj and her man. They were out. Her man was clearly throwing up gang signs. It was a picture. So he had his set thrown up in the gang sign, in the picture. So my caption was, do I really still, because Nicki and I are the same age, and this guy here, I can't remember what his first name is, but his last name is Petty, though. I love it. I'll never forget that. I'm sure he's around the same age, too. So the thing is that my caption was, the problem I see with the picture is do I want a man that's still throwing up gang signs? But then I quickly said there, when you are wealthy, at that point, does it matter? So if you're a self-made man and you have a business and your business has made you millions and millions of dollars, you're now self-made. I mean, if you want to still throw up your gang signs, I mean, I guess the money, you know, I guess I can take away from that. But at the end of the day, I'm not with the shits. You know, I don't necessarily think that the money is gonna make me deter from that, because I feel embarrassed in the picture. We too old for that shit. Why the fuck is you 40 with a goddamn crip up? With a goddamn gang sign up? Like, goddamn. I mean, Nipsey Hussle was only 33. So, and I'm not saying like, oh, there's a gang cutoff age to throw your set up. But I know, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. I can almost put a goddamn finger on it that if Nipsey Hussle would have made it to 38, 39, and 40, he would not be throwing up gang signs in his pictures anymore, because he was already evolving into something more than the Crenshaw Crip nigga. So, Petty, put the motherfucking gang sign down and stand next to Nicki Minaj like you got some goddamn sense and like the bitch didn't take you to another level. All right, next. College educated. So, in the past, and also just recently, I have said that, hey, I can budge on this. And I can budge on this if you are already a successful business owner and yada, yada, yada. You know, if all of the stars have aligned for you to be successful financially, then sure, education was not your thing. And it didn't have to be your thing. So, I'm going to explain this. I recently met a guy, right? I met him. He had no education. I'm talking about this nigga didn't even have a G fucking D. This nigga didn't even have a JED. But I found that out through talking with him, through conversation. But the thing is that he had life experiences So his conversation actually was pretty good. I actually just recently blocked this motherfucker too. I should send him this episode, but I blocked him. So he had life experiences. So conversation with him flowed really well. He was very articulate. So I think life can bring about certain things for you, and if you're not a closed-minded person, you can still be open and be culturally knowledgeable to other shit, because you know that everybody's different and learning is actually a great tool to continue to have. So if you have that type of mind, and that's entrepreneurial mind, that's the next after college educated, then the college education can bend. Now, the reason why the things didn't work out with this guy is because, I genuinely feel like there has to be some level of education. And I'm not saying that, because he didn't have a JED, that was the issue. I just feel like, probably because of him not having at least a GED, that alone has stopped his progression of being a business owner when he should be by now at the age that he was at, still doing the profession that you're doing at that age and not having your own. That's the part that I couldn't get around. And he had some anger shit that he was dealing with. But I do feel like if he was somewhat educated and not had let life teach him, then, he would have had his own business by now. So, if you tell me that you don't even have a JED, then that's going to be a problem, because at least you should have enough sense to go do that. Just get the GED, man. Fuck it. Not everybody got to go to high school and graduate. I get it. And not everybody's going to be able to go to college. But motherfucker, just have the high school diploma on your back, please. Goddamn. Okay, the next was entrepreneurial mind. So this goes back to the successful business owner. So again, maybe you're just starting out with your business. And having an entrepreneurial mind is not meaning, you got to have a business. But having an entrepreneurial mind is meaning like, I can't fucking deal with these white folks or work for these white folks forever. Not unless, lawyer, doctor, veterinarian, those types of jobs, those are the jobs that I told my daughter that, pretty much if you ain't trying to be one of them, then I don't really know if I'm paying for school, nigga. Because anything else you don't really need school for, you can go to YouTube college and learn whatever fuck you need to learn. So entrepreneurial mind just means being a leader and just being a fucking leader, not being a pussy ass bitch. Okay, next is happy. And the reason why I put this here is from the last guy who I told you didn't have a JED. Because I just feel like he, and of course he said to me like, no, I'm not unhappy. I'm not an angry man. But he was not happy. He had things going on with him that showed on the outside. And he got angry really fast. And so I already have my own shit that I deal with, with my own anger and reasons why I might not be the happiest today. So I don't need your internal unhappiness. We're all dealing with shit. Let me be clear. But I'm genuinely a happy person. I'm not just walking around in bitch mode all the time. I might have woke up in a bad mood because, I just lost my mom last year. Or, nigga, I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to project that onto other people. I need to stay in my own bubble if I'm not feeling up to it today. And I don't want to put that off on other people. Like, again, this is going to go back to being a good person. Or no, being kind to human beings. So just be happy. Giving happy, giving, kind, all of that falls under the same belt. I'm going to quickly move on to the next one because this is another thing that I'm not budging on. Has a somewhat healthy lifestyle. If I'm really like I haven't eaten McDonald's in some years. So if I come in and I say, hey, what do you want for dinner tonight? And you tell me McDonald's or Whataburger, we're not compatible, my nigga. And I'm not saying that, like, nigga, I just ate Zaxby's today. I'm not saying, like, oh, we don't have our days. We don't have our moments. Nobody is perfect. I've already stated that 5 million times. But at the end of the day, you need to be exercising. You need to not be wanting to put certain foods into your body because it's just not fucking healthy. And longevity is what we're out here for, what we're striving for. Sure, we're not promised tomorrow. Nobody is. But if I can stretch this bitch out, I'm going to try to stretch it out. And if that means eating less fried foods to stretch it out, then that's what we need to be doing. And knowing that, you know, we're only going to achieve longevity and health by having a healthy lifestyle. I'm not fucking with no nigga who eat McDonald's. It's just not happening. Okay, and then I put these last two things on here because they're kind of like no-brainers. Not an abuser and not a manipulator. And the reason why I wrote those things is because, you know, I didn't write them last time. And unfortunately, I received an abuser and a manipulator. And I think I probably just wrote that on there because you just always want to pay attention to those signs of predators and how, you know, certain men are, not all men, but there are certain men on here that prey on women that are seeking love and that are broken or that are a little damaged. I mean, look at R. Kelly, for Christ's sakes. R. Kelly can spot a broken bitch from a mile away. It's just about, it's like, as women, we need to be aware of our body language, and we need to be aware that a man can read us from head to toe the moment that they feel, the moment that we like a man. We have already exposed things subconsciously that we don't even realize that we're exposing. So while you're thinking that you're getting to know him and yada yada yada, they're learning us to the fucking T so they can turn around, manipulate us, and throw it all back into your face. So you just need to be aware of certain things that men are giving off and these flags. Oh my gosh, the flags. But that's a whole nother shebang. But like I said, I wasn't specific in, you know, saying kind, saying, you know, not angry, saying happy, saying those things that automatically don't make you a predator type man. Because again, they can spot a broken bitch from a mile away, and they can spot a bitch who gonna give up that income tax check a mile away. So bitch, keep your check close to you. I think that was freaking amazing. I think that went great. I have made it to fucking 58 minutes, and through that list, it's not like I don't feel like I left anything off. I feel like it was great. Let's run through it real fast. Black man, knows what he wants, successful business owner, loves my daughter, does not want more children, loves to travel, kind but not weak, good person, funny, tall, handsome, good organizer, good budgeter, family oriented, really sees and gets me, thinks I am the most beautiful ever. Reliable, trustworthy, romantic, spontaneous, not religious, but has faith, mild to non-criminal background, college educated, entrepreneurial mind, happy, giving, has a healthy lifestyle, not an abuser, not a manipulator. I mean, fuck, it's a fucking dream man, you know? I don't think I'm asking for too much. Am I asking for too much? Please, let me know. So, I mean, that's all I got. I think for this being my first solo show, I think it was great. I want to give a shout out to, I mean, like, she's going to hear this, but I'm going to tag her. Maybe she'll listen to it. I want to give a shout out to Amanda Seals. She has a podcast called Chase from Houston. I'm just saying. Oh, okay. I want to give a shout out to Amanda Seals. She has a podcast that's called Small Doses. And she does her podcast by herself. And it really wasn't until I listened to her and that I realized that I can do this by myself sometimes. On the weeks that I don't have anything planned, I don't have to be gathered. I mean, it was giving me crazy anxiety. Because I'm just thinking, like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to keep this going? What am I going to do? This is my baby. I can't just give up. I can't stop. And so, you know, it just dawned on me. I don't even know why I even thought of her. I said... Because I had no clue that she did her podcast by herself. But for some reason, I felt like she did. Like, because she's that type of woman that just, she gives great advice, gives her opinion, and she keeps it real. So I was thinking, like, I know she has this podcast. I don't see why she would be having, like, guests all the time. Like, that, I'm not saying that she doesn't. But when I was thinking of it to go to her, I was just like, let me check it out. And lo and behold, I checked it out. She's doing it by herself. And it was great. You know, I listened to 2 episodes. Now, don't get me wrong. I would love to have all the effects and stuff that she has in the show, because that's what makes it a lot entertaining, all the cool things that she does with the sound. And eventually, you know, I'll get to that. But shout out to Small Doses. So you guys, check that out if you have a chance to. It's really, I love Amanda Seals. She's super funny. But, you know, whoever made it through this hour, thank you so much for listening to me, because, you know, I just do it because I love it. I ain't making no money off this shit. This is just shit I love to do. So, share it if you'd like. You know, maybe something that you thought was interesting in this podcast, save a little clip of it and post it. I don't know. Whatever. But it's the Shit No One Else Says podcast. I'm on all the motherfucking platforms. So check your girl out. Like I said, next week I will have on the Threesome podcast is the name of their podcast. That's not the name of it. Now I gotta look it up again. I'm sorry. The name of their podcast is After the Threesome, which I like that, because what happens after the threesome? I don't know, but I'm gonna find out next week what happens after the threesome. And then the next week I will have the Truck Cast back on, and there will be a couple other guys with them, and it will be an all guy and me. So I will be getting a train rant on me, basically. And I'm gonna say that too, because that's fucking hilarious. But that's all I got. Again, thank you for listening and going through this hour journey with me. Stay tuned in. I hope you're listening to this at your desk, on your way to work, wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in, and peace out.